Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively here on GoGo.com. My name is Mary Gable from Preferred Training Solutions, and in this show, we are going to discuss the new killer version 11.2 feature called Addition-Based Redefinition. We're actually going to be discussing this topic in three parts, so this will be part one. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. Okay, addition-based redefinition is a new feature of Oracle 11.2, which is one of the most important things to note here. If you're running 11.1, you do not have this feature available. So it became available beginning with version 11.2. And the idea here is we needed to have the ability to perform an online application upgrade of our applications. And so addition-based redefinition is going to allow us to cut down on the amount of downtime that's necessary to upgrade our applications. Now, Oracle's been giving us a lot of different online operations. We've been able to modify parameters, reorganize objects, create and reorganize indexes, and so forth. So just about any change at the database level can be done while the database is up and running, except for, of course, an application upgrade. Anybody who tried to run a procedure that the DBA is trying to replace would be blocked. And the DBA typically does not have an opportunity to replace code with a create or replace statement because that code's being accessed. So the DBA would get locked out by the person that's executing the code. So we need to have a way of being able to perform these operations within our database. And that's what addition-based definition does with us. It's going to enable your DBA and your end users to access more than one occurrence of a stored procedure, a trigger, a view, and to be able to stage the changes. So a single schema can now have two or more versions of a PL/SQL unit. Okay. The addition object, which is used for this feature, we have a brand new object that we create in the database. It's called an addition. Every database has at least one addition. The default is called OraBase. And when you create a session using Oracle 11g.2, your session will be associated with a particular addition. You can use your alter session command to specify any addition which you have been granted access to. Now, when you reference an object, those objects are dereferenced with the addition currently set so that any application can now log in, alter a session to use an addition, make modifications in that particular addition, without impacting the actual tables and views. We would create a brand new edition. Maybe we'll call that version 2. It's not the default edition, so nobody else sees the changes. We, however, have the ability in that new edition to apply changes. We can create and replace any code without worrying about users trying to access that code. All right, so in order to have more than one version of code in your database, first thing you'll need to do is create an addition. So you can use a command such as create addition, new addition, as child of or a dollar base. Again, every database has one addition, the default addition, and it's called OraBase. So now we have a new addition, and it is a child of the OraBase edition. So anything new that I create in my new version will be available to me in this version 2 edition that I've created, in addition to all the objects available in Aurabase. Now, this is just a virtual copy. When you create an edition, you're not physically copying every object, but rather you're just pointing to the Aurabase objects and giving yourself the ability to create new objects in that edition, which will override those objects that you see in Aurabase. Now, you have the ability then to fix bugs, make changes, and what have you, without needing a maintenance outage. So, you can just stage your change while the database is up and running, and the users that are executing your code with the default edition will continue to use the old code. You would also need to grant privileges on the new edition for anyone that you would like to see, like to have use your new code. Once you've created that edition, you can perform your changes. The change that you make in the new edition will override the object that you had available in Oracle Base. Now you can point your session to a particular edition with the alter session command. You can say alter session set edition equal to Aurabase or to any other edition that you've created. Also, if you notice in user underscore objects, you've got a new column in there called edition name. So if you've recreated a procedure in a new edition, you now have two versions of that. Version 2 edition is pointing to the new copy. And you have the ability again to replace your code online. Now, when you replace your code, if you were to go back and look under user objects again, we have a new set of views. If you look under user objects underscore AE, that stands for all editions. Okay, so by default, it just shows you things in the data dictionary for your current edition. If you query from user objects underscore AE, you should see that the object that you just recreated is out there twice. One under the Aurabase edition name and the other one on the new edition that you created. Now, if you want the users at this point to have access to the new procedures, then you can just grant them privileges on the edition. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Mary Gable. If there's a show you would like for me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks so much for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.